zoo.
Okay, ready to mute yourself, please. See everyone. Hello, everyone there.
No. Good morning. Good morning, people who are here. Ashen Enupoy on the virtually here. This morning, we're going to speak about face masks, hand sanitizers, and toilet paper. Very topical, very nigea to our tukufa we find ourselves in. Hygiene is obviously upgrade. I'm not going to speak about hygiene because I'm sure other people have done that already. The main shaila in all these items has been based on a mechaber and simon reish chav zayin, chosh mishpat sif aleph, which says, "Is osur lehoynois es chaveroi." You're not allowed to overcharge people when you sell items. When selling, and if you do this, over on labs, lab de raisa loy soinu ish esamisoi, you can't overcharge people for items via above the market price. So we all know that 6 months ago, hand sanitizers cost £3 for a pound, face masks you get free from NHS, and toilet paper was in abundance. And that changed sharply, started the outbreak of the when corona first hit. And still today we find these items are very much in highly priced. Face masks now are going to go up in price because you won't be able to go anywhere without them. You want to walk into a store, they're going to say, okay, where's your face mask? And some guy will be outside selling them for £2 each. You know, you have to go shopping to buy a face mask. So, and obviously some opportunists who've had these items in a warehouse for, you know, sitting there gathering dust, have all of a sudden become very, very wealthy by charging these exorbitant prices for these items. The shaila is it allowed? Is it not allowed? Are there any hegdorim on it? The iser oino, overcharging, there are exceptions. The exceptions are a Mishnah in Bob Metzia. It says, the following items have no shiro no, which means that the buyer or the seller, in other words, both ways, if a person that pays two different items, also no. If I walk into a store and I underpay for an item because it's priced wrongly, and the fellow calls me up and says, you know that item you bought for £10? Yeah, it was really maybe £23. Then the moicher can say, I undercharge you, and the talk about own problem, we know you'd have to give the money back, and the item back, depends what happened exactly, but it works both ways, undercharging, overcharging. It's most rogel overcharging, so we'll speak about that. So the Mishnah says, the following items have no oino, which means if you overcharge these items, it's fine. What's that? Avodim, slaves, shtorois, loan documents, karkois, land, and hekdeshois, benekabais. Hekdeshois don't have nowadays. The other items, you know, what they also really don't have. Hashtoris and karkois, comes to the shtoris, karkois, land, there's also no oino. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Av, as a brais on ches on the base, Av hamoicher, also sus. Someone says a sus besayev, the chatitu, a sword, and a shield, in the middle of a war, there's also no oino. You can charge whatever price necessary you want, I suppose, right? Because something where a person's chay nefesh, his life is at stake, he needs this item to survive, then you can charge him what you want, because the item has no price. Since the item has no price, so therefore, how can you overcharge? Life is priceless. So if you look at Mesera, the Braisa, Paschans, the Adobar Sheweyesh Bohe Chai Nefesh, which has in it a life-saving property, you can charge whatever you want. So therefore, the Chaira, If I have these life-saving, which is called Sakona, technically, according to Rebbe Zera, I should be able to charge exorbitant price. It's not called a no, because the Yeshua Echai Nefesh. Says the Rambam in Mechira, Yud Gimel. He says, the Behema, speaks about Margolius, jewels, comes to them. Scythe, a sword. He says, they're like Shah Metautlin. Yesh behen oino, there is oino. He says, Ein chodova shem oino chutz me'abo duvorim shemonu chachomim. The Rambam paskins not like Yehuda ben Maseira. He says, there is oino on all these items unless avodim shtroyot karkos negdeshes. Those are items are the only exceptions. Everything else, there is a problem of oino, and takazoi paskins the mechaber. So even though there is a shita, a real Maseira, in the Braisa, but the Lachla Maisa, we do not pass like that. And therefore, a dogma, even though it's high nefesh, and there is the Chaira, there could be a price to some people, but nonetheless, that doesn't make a heter to sell an exorbitant price. You have to keep to the market price.
What is the market price? If today the market price is £2,
we'll see. Now, you take a find the side controlling the markets. Now, what is to stop people controlling the markets? If you have a very savvy businessman, an entrepreneur, you can corner the market essentially, stockpile items, you know, and then it raise the price. So some smart fellow will gain the monopoly on, let's say, face masks, and then it'll be able to sell them for exorbitant price. And I said, we need them, we have no choice. So there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Sadi Aleph. It says, Tonar Bonim, Ein Shtakrim Be'eretz Yisrael, you cannot make a business with Vorim Shiesh Bohen Chaye Nefesh. Again, something which is a life necessity, you are not allowed to corner the market. Kugoyim Yenus Shon, it's just like staples. He says, you can't make a business on them, extort the market. Other things Gemara says as well, other limitations in where Chazal basically will step in and take preventative measures to make sure the market stays stable. As I pass the Mechaber, Simon Reish Lamed Aleph, Chesh Mishpah, Sif Chof, his Chayomim based in Lahamid Mamonim Al Shorim, based in have to duty and obligation in the time to make sure that there are people who guarding the watching the part in markets, to make sure we shouldn't let it be open season, people can charge what they want and utilize the market. A person should not be profiteering something which is a staple. We can't let the market get out of hand, people start overcharging because it's unfair to the customers, even though the ex can control the market. So that's why you find in Sif Chav Dalad, he says, in Oitzrin Peiroiz Sheif Ben Chai Nefesh, speaks about Eretz Yisrael, and a place where there's Roy Gidin, you can't stockpile and control the market by buying all the supplies, and that way you control the market, raise the price, because you limit supply, therefore the price will go up. You're not allowed to do that. He says, Vakes, Chav Hei says, Kol Hafkiya Shorim, Kol Hafkiya Shorim. Basically, you're manipulating the market, you cornered it. If you do that, it's Hazek Kamal Bribis. It's equivalent of lending out Bribis. It's a very common dekazach. It says, Malki Roy, so you get Malkus this chasing. So he says, Chalvot Nach Halacha, Ein Moitzim Peirois, Sheit Rechai Nefesh, Beretz Yisrael Chutz Loretz. Another manipulating technique would be, is let's say, I know that the market for, example, the fruit in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has fruit. But I know that the market for oranges is, let's say, much more in Brazil. So I'm going to take my oranges, I'm going to buy all the oranges in Eretz Yisrael, ship them all to Brazil, and Eretz Yisrael have no oranges. And the price of oranges will rise in Eretz Yisrael terribly, and the Yidden will suffer. Some guys making a profit selling stuff to people in Brazil, and now Eretz Yisrael is suffering with high prices. That's also awesome. So Chazal, the halacha is very, very territorial about exactly what you can do, manipulating the markets, because we want to make sure that people can afford to buy what they need. The Mishnah Berurah, beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, speaks about such a situation. The Mishnah Berurah, the first page, first Omud, Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Reish Mem Beis, Sikon Beis, he speaks about a situation. He says, Im Moichrei Hadogim, let's say all the fishmongers, got together in town, made a cartel, gonna hike up the price of fish. Why fish? Because we know, it says, why? Because everyone likes fish for Shabbos. A big eat have fish for Shabbos. Dog, fish, matcha, seven. Many soydis, happy soydis, have fish, two meals, three meals, shashut, befrat. Fish for Shabbos. So let's say the Moichrei Dogim decide to make a cartel, hike up the price. He says, Nochoin lesakein, it's correct to make a takono, shlaiknu dogim, eze shabosois. So the way is, basing will make a takona, no one is to buy fish for the next few weeks. And that way, we'll kill the cartel. And the fishmongers will not be able to sell the fish. Until the price comes down to normal levels. So the shy is exactly what the normal level is. A third number, how much increase they allowed. Is it between rich people and poor people? But Al-Kuponim, we're very worried. Price of staples should not, they shouldn't hike up the price artificially, controlling the market, just in order to make more money. That is a problem. So therefore, we'll step in, Akdekach will say, no one's allowed to buy fish this week. There's a shayla, if you already bought fish, can you eat it that Shabbos? Akdekach. You know, I've got fish in the thing, can I eat the fish or not?
The Isra is buying.
So it could be the Isra is not to have the fish. It says, Im Tiknu. The Gemara, it says, Nishamur carries on the bottom line, Im Tiknu lesar lechel dog in kamot kamot Shabbosis. Let's say, okay, buying's not working, you haven't got the fridge, we're going to ban eating fish on Shabbos as well. He says, someone had already beforehand. Mutter is matter that case. But actually, you see what's going on. It's a very, very. So Agobarim, there's certainly a problem with all these yonim. We can't have people abusing the markets and taking advantage and sellers overcharging for items. That's the first side of the coin. The other side of the coin is the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, brings the story of Rav Kana. Rav Kana Daf Ches Amud Aleph says Rav Kana, he was by a Sudas Pigeon of Ben, and he got from there a Sudra, a small piece of cloth, nothing major. And he says, oh, this can be for the pinyon of Ben. It's worth l'didi shavli chamesh sloim. It's worth me 5 silver coins. The price of the pinyon of Ben, you probably let your son, 30 days old, need to pay chamesh sloim 5 silver coins. So Rav Kana found a sudra over there by the pinyon of Ben. He says, this is perfect for me. This will do. To me, it's equivalent by of 5 sloim. And the Gemara says, bunoi podli. It works. So the guy says, how can it work? A small piece of cloth, like it's not worth very much to anyone, certainly not 5 sloim. So why then was Benoit Potli? Why then was that equivalent for the fellow, the father of the Aviyah Ben, got off cheap? Rather than having paid 5 sloim, he gave out a small piece of cloth. So Rav Kana says, because for me, I always need to have my head covered properly. Right? For me, it's very important. I'm a Rav. I can't go on the street without a proper head covering. And therefore, because this sudr is worth to me 5 sloim, therefore, it's the best equivalent value. Therefore, that is, so therefore, since to me it's that equivalent value, we can reckon you didn't get, there's no ignore on that. That's actually the price for you. If that's the price, then you always go boss of the leker, what the leker's value is, and therefore it's no problem of ignore in that case. So Kana was allowed to take for a pigeon event. This, because for him it was equivalent value of Chomesh Sloim. He doesn't say he was Mivat on the pigeon event, that wouldn't work. You gotta get the Chomesh Sloim. But it was worth 5 Sloim to him. On that, the Ritva says from this story, Shamina Mihacha, I can learn from this story of Rokana taking the Suda from the pigeon event. Shamwe Chayfetz Lachaveiro B'Shisa. If somebody sold an item with trend for, let's say, £6. It's only worth five. Now, five pounds to £6 is more than Shiro Ino, because the Shiro Ino is a sixth. And six, and if the regular price is going to be five, a sixth of five is 0.85 be'erach. So therefore, 5.85 would be the maximum price you could charge, a sixth above market value. If you're charging six, the quite a point Shiro Ino, but since, if to this particular customer, Shabbos Yisrael, it's worth six. Ain't a boy, Mishumoy, no. There's no problem of overcharging. The bossar, the day, Oslina, because you go after his worth. Even though the market price is five, but to him it's worth six. So therefore, you'd have no problem charging six. Now, what does this mean practically? What is this lishovali? Because if the market price is five, why would anyone want to pay more than that? What does dishovli mean? Why should I pay more? I mean, that's the price, dishovli. So the chayin, this is negeya, if you have a price drop. It's a price drop. Now, I'll give you a story. My friend had this following shayla a few weeks ago. He was walking in Cedarhurst in New York, and his shoes were broken. And he was there for a few days, didn't have a spare pair of shoes. So he went to a cobbler. And he went to the cobbler and he says, I need my shoes fixed. So the fellow looks at the shoes and says, well, I can't do it for you. He says, well, why not? He says, because it's raining, your shoes are wet, and I can't fix them on the spot because it needs glue, glue after dry. He says, what do you want me to do? I need shoes. Like, I'm stuck. What should I do? So the fellow looks at him for a minute. And looks at the shoes, says, 1 minute. Goes to the back, comes out with a pair of shoes, says, these are your size, you can have them for $68. I said, why $68? It's Gmat Shechaim, why $68? So he says, I'll tell you why. Because some fellow came to my store about 7 months ago, brought these shoes in to be fixed, the bill is $68, he hasn't come back, you know, some sells them. $68. So one shy that the fellow had was, 1 second.
No shoes.
You can't sell them, not your shoes. It'd be a disclaimer. Okay, but you can't sell, even with the disclaimer is a problem. There is a disclaimer. Let's say I want to be toy for the shoes. Now, if I give someone shoes to be fixed, right, so the price, so if you don't kill them, you know, I'm going to sell them to collect my debt. And you're allowed to do that. If someone owes me money, I have his chavitz, I would be allowed to liquidate the chavitz to clear off the debt. However, to do that, you need a shuma shloi basting. A person can't make an evaluation of a bikodin because he might get it wrong. I'll say, these shoes, they're worth £5, maybe they're worth £20, maybe they're £100. You are not in a position to do by a simple evaluation to say, okay, this will clear, let's say, £5 of the debt. You need basing of three people, sit down, work out what the value is, and that way you establish a value, and then after that you can liquidate. That's one problem of the shoes. The second problem with the shoes is, how about Ino? What's the Ino, Shaboy? The Ino would be, because if you try and sell a pair of used shoes, how many are you going to get? How much are you going to get for them?
$5.
$10, $5, $20. Used shoes are not a very hot item.
If he's paying $68 for them, it's worth $500.
I'm sorry.
Worth $10 and charge $68.
Again, this fellow has this. Again, being very objective. If you got a pair of used shoes, how much are used shoes worth already? Well, you can't sell them very much, used shoes. There ain't much market for used shoes out there. The fellow wants to charge $68 because that's what he's actually $68 worth of them. Name for the work, you know, I don't want to take a loss on them. So, what you meant, so for the owner, okay, because he's, let's say, the $108 shoes, so for him, it's Kedai to come back and basically $6 to get the shoes. He didn't bother, fine, but for anybody else, like, why would he pay, you know, $68 for a pair of shoes? In this case, I would say there's no way not. Because for the fellow himself, the guy's got wet feet now, right? Shoes he would always pay. $100 for shoes, $80 for shoes. $68 for shoes is not exorbitant. It's rising again if you want shoes on your feet. The fact the market price for shoes is much, much less, that would be a lot. So therefore, if I'm, let's say, buying used shoes, let's say I'm a wholesaler, a retailer of used shoes, I go to the wholesaler for the used shoes, then used shoes, you cannot overcharge, it would be a lot. For him to charge more than, let's say, $10 for a used pair of shoes to sell in my store, we really know. Because if I'm in the retail shoes business, the second-hand retail shoes business, I'm going to pay $10 pair of shoes, not more than that. If I was not even adding my profit. And then what it is, show me, it's only worth, a businessman, it's only worth $10, not more than that.
If an item costs me $100 because I overpaid, I want my money back. Is it my problem? I want to get $100. If you guy wants to pay it, I don't want to lose. I paid over price. It cost him $68. This is what stands him at. It stands him at $68 these shoes now, the cobbler.
Yeah.
He wants to get $68 back. Why is that? It's not his.
It's expensive.
Okay, so the shyness like this. You want to say, for why should the customer be shielded? Because this guy had $68 bill. Is that your question?
What I'm saying, this I go, let's say I buy something 10 times the market price.
Yes.
I decide to buy it. That's how I don't want to get my money back. Why can't we sell it at the price I paid for it?
He overpaid, so what?
Even though it's 10 times the market price.
If I overpay,
it's a watch. That's way worth 20 quid. I paid 100 quid for it.
Yeah, what do you want to do next?
I want to get rid of it. I'm selling it for £100. Am I getting good for it?
It says the hedger. If the retailer got ripped off at wholesale price, he can't pass that on to his customers. Well, even if the market price is, let's say, 80, you can't charge 150 because you got ripped off. It's Geneva. The history now is to overcharge about market value. You can't do that.
It's not a rip-off, it's expenses to get expenses back.
Again, I don't care what your expenses are. You sent me a pair of shoes. The market price is $10.
Why is expenses not including it? Have I got rates?
You mean a bad deal?
I've got my rates, I've got my expenses, I've got this, I can add on to my price.
So I'll tell you this. This is a store in town.
If you sell them at the price of $10, I get my money back for it, that's all.
Again, you'd have to say, I'm not Shaila Khal either, no. Because tell him it's overpriced. I have to know I'm overpriced. If you tell the guy, I'm overcharging you, I'll deny that either you're Moichelin or whatever it is, getting the charges right, you've got to tell the guy I'm overcharging you.
Well, you're not saying I'm getting my expenses back for it, this will cost me expenses?
I don't care what your expenses are. I want to take market price. I don't care what your expenses are. I walk into a store. And let's say two stores left.
You tell them the cobbler said $68, this is what it cost me.
If I have a store, I mark up what I buy, right? I don't give my market price, I do markups.
Yeah.
40% markups, right?
Yeah.
That means the guy working in that store, he knows he could well get ripped off because the market price would be 10 times, you know, a quarter of what he's paying. Cloud like this. If let's say you have a store in town, right, which is run by a fellow, right, and everything in the store costs, let's say, £100 of the price of the item. Why? He's got his rent and his rates and his employees, right, and his hotel costs £100. Now, a new guy opens up, right?
No expenses.
He's smarter, he's clever, right? He gets better deals, gets better rates, he charges £70 of the item. Now, is he undercutting yet?
No, so what's the market price? That's the market price.
Expenses. So that market price is nothing to do with expenses. Market price is big clouding off. It's nothing to do with expenses.
Who creates market price?
Nowadays, probably Amazon or eBay. Expenses are irrelevant. If I'm smarter.
Yeah, but for the market price for a high street, this stuff in a high street store is always going to be higher than the second product.
That's okay. Again, if you're a Mockham's man, it's true. You're right. Everything is relative. It's true. If I go to a shop where they have plush carpets, you know, and they say, excuse me, sir, would you like a bag? You know, you pay for that. It's true. But there isn't ascertainable market price.
You buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks, you pay
There is always an ascertainable market price. Everything's market price. Once you ascertain the market price, Expenses are irrelevant.
Can I go to the Savoy in London? I'll pay £20 for a glass of cup of coffee. Is that enough?
Now, let me ask you this. If I go to Savoy, I'll take you an example. I go to Savoy, £20 a cup of coffee. Right? It's not enormous because it's all expensive. Now, let's say the manager of Savoy, right, managed to do a great deal, half his expenses. Right? Now, can he charge £20 for the coffee? Well, he's expensive, got that half. So it's nothing to do with it because half the price. Expenses are relevant. If I'm Klug, I'll make more profit. If I'm dumb, I'll make less profit. But I can't charge more than market price. Because that's a gneva. You know what's happening is, there's always consideration for an item. An item and consideration, one for the other. Consideration has to be reflective of the item you're getting. If the consideration is...
Every five-star hotel in London, West End, charged £20 for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And never went, The market price is not £20, I can make more profit.
Correct! You're not, I'm telling you. The point is, consideration has to always be for the item. If there's an imbalance... If you compare the market price, then you're right. So I see you have to go to Amazon, take an average. What do you expect to pay? What's going to be ripping out? A sixth more of market value, nothing to do with revenue.
More than sixth more.
A business sixth more than market price. So once you can establish market price, which is not last year, then more than that you can't charge. I said more because of consideration. Profit's relevant. If I bought cheap, I bought expensive, it's relevant. I can't, you know, the market price is for a certain item is £20, then that's market price. And if a guy's making £15, that guy's making £3, that's irrelevant. It's got because it's gonna match up. So in the case of the shoes, market price is £10. $10 I'm saying. Right? Use shoes. Because like if I'm in the wholesale shoe business and I go buy used wholesale shoes, if the guy charges more than $10 for the shoes, it's definitely a problem of Why? Because that's the price. But if a guy comes in and he needs shoes, right? And shoes, he always pays for shoes $100, $120. So therefore, these shoggily. That's mamish the case of Canada. For him, it's worth paying the $68, so therefore, even if I'm overcharging him, it'd be a problem. So if I come into the shop and I say I'm looking to buy used shoes to sell, he can't charge me $68. Are you in expenses? It's not my problem, you're in expenses. The market is only worth $10, and anything worth that is enough. Then if you need short believe that you saw the over of Kana comes in, Legabe, if for him particularly it's worth it. That's the thing. Schlabe, I want to get the Schlabe, it's very, very important. The Ritva says it's not in every case. The example he brings is a person, is a choyli, an ill person, and he has to buy medicine. And the fellow got the medicine and says, oh, got a fish here. I got a bad headache, yeah? Well, you know, I've got very good ibuprofen here, very good headache, you know, £25 for two tablets. You crazy, £25? Oh, you got a headache, that's a pretty bad headache, isn't it? Yeah, so what do you want to do? So you'll suffer, so it's no choice, he's suffering terribly, you'll pay £25. Now, then, would you say this shoppingly? If it's worth it. So now he says, no, you don't. He says, if a person is paying because he's under duress, he's in a corner, needs something in an emergency situation, there will be, you can't charge more than the market price. You can't abuse your situation because yen is in a
crack.
You're not allowed to. I'm not allowed to overcharge for the Tylenol, ibuprofen, all these things. Getting back to the question Bridget started with.
Masks.
You started face masks and sanitizers. So the toilet paper was a sign of stockpiling. So that, if it's a tzoyer chai nefesh, then to stockpile and control the market that way would be a problem. They say in 2025 there's going to be a rush on toilet paper futures because by then everyone will have used up this what they bought just now. So you stockpile then, there'll be a rush on it. Until then, you're okay. Everyone's got plenty. Face masks and hand sanitizers, are you overcharging? Again, what's the market price? The market price has risen. Since the market price has risen, I'm going to charge market value. And if, even if I bought, let's say, £5 for £1 6 months ago, and I've got a huge stockpile of them now. Can I sell them at £25 a bottle? If that's the market price, and that is what everyone's paying, then you're allowed to do it. But let's say if I'm outside a store, and the market price for mask, let's say £1, which is also very expensive. Right, £1 for like, what one here? I can't remember, £1 there. Like, you know, this, yeah. Like, this piece of, you know, like, this, let's say, pound for this, 50p, whatever they charge them. It's ridiculous. Nothing. Right? Piece of cloth. But the market price has risen now to 50p or a pound because of the need. If a fellow sells them £2 outside a shop because he's trying to manipulate a guy who's stuck there, that they're going to be able to do. Because that's a b'toichan d'chak. If you're trying to get a fellow b'toichan d'chak, he's in a corner, that you can't do. But to charge, let's say, a pound for these, that's a going price, and so on. Hagam is absolutely ridiculous because they cost, you know, they were free 6 months ago at 10p each, and now they're not. But because that's the market price, a fellow d'chak got them and selling them cheap, making money, he's within his right to do that.
During the COVID, someone was charging £20 a haircut here.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Oh, so £20 a hit, well, again, skills are different. Skills are different. First, skills are different. No, so it's not the same clothing as skills. Bang, because skills could be like a vodim. A vodim is paying the guy's time. So it could be skills are different.
Anyway. Ah, because it's payment, yeah.
It's taking
a
risk. It's taking a risk.
Who is?
This fellow.
3 months prison.
If he's taking a risk, then it's awesome.
Why?
Because it wasn't allowed to. So if he's taking a risk, then it's a common. So he should be doing it anyway. So he can't, like. Can't get any answer for that. So
they
charge very much more.
Because
you
need
to charge. You know, that's like asking, I can get to the airport in 15 minutes, I'll drive 120. Is it motor? No. Well, it's not enough. It's dangerous. It's finished. Okay. Yeah.